Rioters got close to the vice president. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Testimony at today's hearing by the House panel on the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol revealed demonstrators got within 40 feet of former Vice President Mike Pence after they breached the Capitol. Greg Jacob, Pence's chief legal counsel, explained why the former vice president refused to leave the building that day.
He was determined that we would complete the work that we had set out to do that day, that it was his constitutional duty to see through.
Today's hearing focused on efforts by former President Trump to pressure Pence to reject the electoral count from the last presidential election. President Biden signed legislation today meant to lower the cost of shipping goods across oceans. It's a move the White House says will help ease logistical costs for retailers that have remained high since the start of the coronavirus pandemic and helped fuel record inflation. President Biden discussed inflation during an interview with the Associated Press.
Headlines that they are pushing across the wires include the following. Biden tells AP that a recession is not inevitable. He also says that he acknowledges public frustrations with COVID and inflation. He said, quote, people are really, really down. He also told the Associated Press the notion that the coronavirus stimulus package last year led to inflation is, quote, bizarre. Even as leading economists and the San Francisco Fed admit that stimulus package did contribute to the inflation that we're seeing right now. We've also heard him blaming over the last couple months Putin for high gas prices and for inflation.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Police say a gunman is in custody following a shooting at an Episcopal church in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, near Birmingham. Initial reports indicate several people are shot, but the extent of those injuries is not yet known. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A major change could be coming concerning census data on race.
They haven't changed in a quarter century now. The federal government is taking steps toward revising racial and ethnic classifications, possibly leading to changes on census and other forms. The aim to better reflect the diversity of the country, according to the chief U.S. statistician who writes her office, is initiating a formal review. Among anticipated changes, a new category for those of Middle Eastern and North African descent, currently classified as white. And efforts to clarify categories for Hispanic participants. Advocates have also protested the lumping of Asians into a single race category, saying it masks wide variations. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A water plant in Billings, Montana, shut down due to flooding, has been restarted. The Yellowstone River again hitting record highs today. A cosmetics company in operation for more than 90 years is looking to restructure.
Revlon has filed for Chapter 11 reorganization. It expects to continue operations while it restructures the company. Revlon narrowly avoided bankruptcy 2 years ago as pandemic restrictions crushed demand for cosmetics. Now Revlon is dealing with more than $3 billion worth of debt, which has dragged down the business as it struggles to compete with newer celebrity-backed brands. Investor Ronald Perlman purchased the company in 1985. His daughter Deborah is its CEO. He's likely to lose control of Revlon. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The National Highway Safety Administration says there have been nearly 400 crashes over a 10-month period involving vehicles with partially automated driving systems. Of that number, 273 of them involved Teslas. The tally comes after the feds ordered U.S. carmakers to report crashes involving vehicles with self-driving tech between July of last year and May of this year. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.